Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast brought to you by Midas Gold Group. Now's the time to put your money into precious metals. So I want to talk to you about what is going on with the fallout after the State of the Union address. It seems to me the Democrats are more concerned about Joe Biden calling Jose Ibarra, this illegal alien that killed that 22-year-old nursing student in Georgia, calling him an illegal rather than undocumented, saying that we have to show respect for people that are here illegally. Now, every human deserves respect, but if he's guilty of what he did, he's not a human anymore. He's an animal, and animals do not deserve respect, at least not ferocious animals that kill human beings. So Jose Ibarra stands accused of killing this nursing student, and I believe he needs to be held accountable. But Joe Biden needs to be held accountable, too, for pandering to the left. And this is what is making our country more and more dangerous. He talks about an economy that's booming. In many respects, if there's anything booming about the economy, it's only being propped up by the 10 million illegal aliens that he's let into this country. And I'll explain why I can say that today on the podcast. So, again, I want to give a big thanks to my friends over at Midas Gold Group for sponsoring this podcast. I trust these guys. A lot of gold companies out there. Midas Gold Group is with me because I trust them. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD. Now is the time to start putting your money into precious metals. Midas Gold Group can help you. All right, folks, with that, let's get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, it is great to be here with you. GrantStinchfield.com is the website. You can find all the social media outlets, links to them there, and, of course, the website to sign up for the email address, the email list so I can stay in touch with you. Don't forget my new TikTok, NotGrantStinchfield.com. Little troll of TikTok, NotGrantStinchfield.com. Stinchfield1776 for everything else out there. All right, so Joe Biden now is doing damage control because he called Jose Ibarra an illegal alien. This is, of course, Jose Ibarra, and he is, of course, an illegal alien. So when you look at that and you say to yourself, okay, is he here illegally? Is he undocumented? No, he was arrested numerous times. Numerous times he was arrested. He should have been in custody. He should have been behind bars. He never should have been in the country. We should have had a secure border to stop at the very beginning. So that is, of course, on Joe Biden's watch. Now, he called him an illegal during the State of the Union. Good. Fine. It's what he should call them. Now he is backtracking. This is Joe Biden on with MSNBC. There's a lot to unpack of what he says here in just about a minute, so we'll go through it piece by piece.
The look of surprise on your face when you walked into the chamber and you saw Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, it was priceless. You feigned shock at seeing her. But during your response to her heckling of you, you used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lake and Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was...
All right, so first off, he's very clear. I shouldn't have used illegal. Why not? When you were asked about it when you were going out to Air Force One, you said, well, let's face it, they're technically not here legally. That's all you needed to say, Joe Biden. They are illegal aliens. That is the legal term for them, whether you like it or not. And let's make another thing perfectly clear here. This guy is a much different individual than the everyday migrant that is coming across here. This guy you see on your screen is accused of murder. He's accused of shoplifting. He's accused of beating somebody up under 17 years old. He's accused of beating up a Border Patrol agent. Numerous crimes. This is not the so-called migrants, you say, that are coming to America to build America into a better place. This guy is tearing it down. There are others just like him. So you need to knock it off when it comes to that kind of nonsense. All right. Let's see. Joe Biden continues here.
That his, the way he talks about vermin, the way he talks about these people polluting the blood, I talked about what I'm not going to do, what I won't do. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect.
So you're not even going to treat someone who's accused of murder with disrespect? Because I would. He ought to get the death penalty for what he did. If, of course, he's proven guilty and he is the guy that police say he is, right? But here's the thing. Why aren't we locking up illegal aliens? Congress went to pass a bill called the Laken Riley Act. I'm so angry about this bill. One, I'm angry that 170 Democrats voted against it. But I'm even more angry with Republicans for offering it up. And you're probably saying, well, why? The Laken Riley bill is a good bill. Anyone accused of theft or burglary that's here illegally must be detained. That's what the bill says. But what about anybody that is accused of assault? Should they not be detained immediately? What about anybody that's accused of selling drugs? Should they not be detained immediately? What about someone accused of drunk driving? Why is it just theft and burglary? The Laken Riley Act should be anybody that's here illegally that is arrested for a crime must be detained. All right? Now, the Democrats say, well, this goes against due process and people have a right to due process. You can't just detain someone without them being guilty. But folks, they're already guilty of a crime that we know. They broke into America. They snuck into this country. They're here illegally. That is the crime they're guilty of. That is why you detain them, because the law says you must detain them. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security, is making an end run with this parole release pipeline that he's got going. And he's refusing to detain these illegals when you must detain them. So all of this, we got it backwards in Washington. Washington can never get something right, even when Republicans offer it up. And you know what? Most of the mainstream media, most of conservative media, jumped on board with the Laken Riley Act, saying this is the greatest act going. We need to pass this. Look at the 170 Democrats who voted against it. You know, if I was in Washington, I may have voted against it, because I would have said I want every crime in the Laken Riley Act. In the end, two crimes are better than no crimes. So I see why Republicans voted for it, but why wouldn't you add every crime into it? Again, we're not thinking in many respects. It's all about politics. It's all about optics. And it's about appeasing from both sides of the aisle. Quite frankly, it's annoying. All right, Joe Biden continued.
Look, they built the country. The reason our economy is growing. We have to control the border and more orderly flow, but I don't share his view at all.
So you regret using that word?
Yes.
All right, so they built the country. Our economy is growing. Why do you think that is? Well, they built the country, our economy is growing, is all about 10 million illegal aliens now. The job gains that you're seeing when they say, oh, we've gained 250,000 jobs, most of them are part-time jobs. Part-time jobs being taken by illegal aliens. We lost last month 187,000 full-time jobs. Yet the mainstream media will tell you, oh, we're adding jobs in. I would say sacrificing full-time jobs for part-time jobs is not a strong economy at all. But that's not the message you'll get from the mainstream media. What else are illegal aliens doing? They're taking up housing. Rents are going up because you've got two, three, four, five of them living in an apartment at one time. They're replacing blue-collar workers for cheap labor. It's a disaster what's happening to America, all because of Joe Biden. Now, there is a company, and I'm gonna get to some proof, by the way, that Joe Biden is off his medication. So literally whatever he was on during the State of the Union, it is now out of his system. I'm going to play that for you in just a moment. But before I do that, folks, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. 972-PATRIOT is the phone number, 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. Use promo code Grant for free activation. Here's what I'm so proud of. The people behind Patriot Mobile pride themselves on being America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And they don't just call themselves that, but they do things about it. They're putting in God We Trust signs into schools. They're pushing pro-life issues and putting money to the pro-life movement, Second Amendment issues firmly behind him, supporting our first responders and our veterans, all of these things, some of your money, your proceeds from your cell phone bill will go to these programs to help move the country in the right direction. And the leadership team behind Patriot Mobile is so committed to not just this program, but others like it. It shows me where they stand and where they want this country to go. Why wouldn't we support a company like Patriot Mobile by simply switching your cell phone service? Switching is so easy. Use the three networks so you can choose which network you want to be on, but you're paying Patriot Mobile, not these woke cell phone companies. PatriotMobile.com/Grant, 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Make sure you tell them Grant Stinchfield sent you. All right, I told you that I would play for you proof that Joe Biden is now off his medication. You know, during the State of the Union, Motormouth there was all amped up on Adderall, I believe, B12 shots, whatever it might have been, just to get him through so he could be that angry old man screaming and yelling. Well, he's back to normal now.
And what they're going to do is to ensure a national, really endanger our national security. They're going to expend, are they going to expand personal freedoms? Well, that's what we're going to do. They're going to do everything to not grow our economy. Literally, they have no platform. They're all about, they're against everything, not for anything.
So, of course, he's talking about Republicans here, but notice it's a bunch of mumbo jumbo. It's a bunch of gobbledygook. The man's brain has gone to mush factor. What is he trying to tell us here, that Republicans are horrible, but he can't really give us any reasons?
The things that are the wrong things. What they're running on, I'll tell you what they're running on. They're running backwards. Mm-hmm. It's about the future, not the past. But guess what? We won't let them win the past.
Look at Jill Biden. Mm-hmm. They're running backwards. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know. She's like, get this man out of here. This is literally elder abuse right now. It's the worst thing going. So clearly that to me tells me he is 100% totally off his medication. Okay? Off of it. The Trump campaign put out a commercial, and I think it's great. I'm not a young guy, it's titled. Joe Biden clearly is not a young guy. Watch.
That's no secret.
Trump 2024, it ends. So it's the worst of Biden, basically falling down the steps. It's, you know, he's one fall away again to being right in the crosshairs of being replaced by his party. You know, everybody's saying, oh, this secured it. He's running again. His State of the Union showed how strong he is. He's running. And then literally not 24 hours later, you get this.
And what they're going to do is to ensure a national, really endanger our national security. They're going to expend,
Yeah, that's what you get. Hey, if the Democrats want him, they can have him. He's the best guy we could run against. You know who the second best person we could run against is? Kamala Harris. I don't know if they can get around her if they were to somehow trade him out. Again, you got Michelle Obama saying she doesn't want anything to do with the presidency. I guess I take her at her word, but I'm not totally convinced. I think she's probably saying, no, 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 no. Okay, I'll do it. But we shall see. Joe Biden just may be the guy. A lot of smart minds think that Joe Biden is going to stick with it here. All right, folks, have you seen or heard about Ozempic? Ozempic is a weight loss drug that was originally meant, I believe, for diabetes. And you got Hollywood actors taking this thing to lose tremendous amounts of weight. It was supposed to be for obese people. Well, there's another drug out there manufactured by Eli Lilly. They are running a commercial that is going to run before the Oscars to take away from the idea that everyday folks should be using drugs like Ozempic and their drug, by the way, as a quick fix to weight loss. But the reality is America has a problem. Do you know 42% of Americans are obese in this country? 42%. It wasn't always like that. And so you want to talk about a healthcare crisis in America. Why do we have a healthcare crisis? Because 42% of Americans are obese. You're talking about heart disease. You're talking about diabetes. You're talking about cardiovascular disease. All kinds of things that go along with being overweight. But here's this commercial calling out the actors and actresses using Ozempic.
Some people have been using medicine never meant for them. For the smaller dress or tux. For a big night. For vanity. But that's not the point. People whose health is affected by obesity are the reason we work on these medications. It matters who gets them.
All right, so for vanity, that's the number one phrase in there that is getting some publicity through through all of this is for vanity. Now, drugs are not a quick fix to obesity unless you make lifestyle changes. I have worked very hard to get in shape, lose weight, build muscle, doing a lot of, I don't do a ton of cardio. I walk a lot, but I don't do a ton of cardio, but I do a lot of weightlifting. I would not consider Ozempic. I have somewhat men call stubborn belly fat, that little layer there that I'd love to get rid of, working on it, but it's all in diet. I'm supposed to go get pizza tonight with my son on Sundays. We like to do that. A buddy of mine goes with us. If I want to get rid of this little stubborn belly fat, don't get pizza on Sunday nights. All right, it's that easy. Cut the alcohol out. But Ozempic and these drugs are not the answer. Yet you've got tens of thousands of Americans using it for a quick fix. My question then becomes, what happens when you go off it? Do you gain all the weight back? Probably. So I was perusing through social media and I saw a video of the 1930s. And it was really pretty amazing, this video in the 1930s, because nobody was fat. It's a newsstand. It's a newsstand during the 1930s in New York City. And take a look at that, folks. You see anybody overweight? You see anybody obese? This is, what, 90 years ago now. But people were in shape back then. People walking back then. People well put together back then. Look at how everybody's dressed to go to work. You don't see that anymore. Man, have times changed. People have lost respect for themselves. One of the reasons why we see a crime problem in America is because the lack of respect for individuals in America. I mean, that's the bottom line. There's a lack of respect for ourselves. It's why we see a crime problem, the lack of respect of human life. Why would you care about someone else's life if you don't even care about your own? So this really, to me, was an eye-opening and eye-popping deal here, and it totally tells the story of what's going on in America when you look at how Americans were in the 1930s compared to how they are today. What a disaster. What a complete and utter disaster. All right, folks, listen up. I want to tell you about my friends over at Midas Gold Group. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD. Midas Gold Group is doing it right when it comes to precious metals, buying gold. I trust these guys. That's the number one reason why I push you to Midas Gold Group, is because I know them all personally and I trust them. So many of my listeners and viewers have used Midas Gold Group with great reviews. So I urge you to try them out as well. MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com. You've got China and other central banks buying up all kinds of buying up all kinds of gold, selling the dollar. The war on the greenback is real. We even have our own government waging war on cash. You better start hoarding gold. Bury it in your backyard, hide it in your grandmother's attic, put it wherever you want, but you've got to start hoarding it. MidasGoldGroup.com, that's the website, MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, I was talking about Hollywood and their use of Ozempic. They also have it out for President Trump. No one is worse than Robert De Niro. Now, Bill Maher often surprises me. He does it in this clip. Bill Maher goes back to the nonsensical take that somehow Donald Trump is a dictator. And I want to play this for you because it's so outrageous, but this is the message most Americans are getting.
Nothing at all, nothing redeemable in him. And we have to, and whoever the people are who want to vote for
him. Let me get you a little audio on this, a little volume. I mean,
for some reason, it can't be. It cannot, nothing at all, nothing redeemable in him. And we have to, and whoever the people are who want to vote for him, and there look like intelligent people around there. Somebody, for some reason, it can't be.
What do you mean it can't be? I mean, this is the kind of thing first he'll tell us we're intelligent and then tell us why we can't vote for President Trump and listen to his dopey ass reasoning. Remember, President Trump was president for 4 years. He didn't do any of the things that they're claiming he's going to do next time around. He's already has a track record of success, by the way.
Cannot be. If he wins the election, you won't be on the show anymore. He'll come looking for me. They'll be.
You mean like Joe Biden did to all the January Sixers? They continue to round them up and literally arrest them and throw them in prison. Now, 3 years later, they're still arresting J6ers that hadn't been arrested yet. Come on. President Trump's not coming for you, Robert De Niro. Yes, you're a left-wing lunatic who's out of touch with society because you're a multi-gazillionaire and you have no idea what it's like to go to the grocery store and get hammered at the checkout counter. You have no idea what it's like to pay for your own gas. I'm sure you have somebody do that for you too. So nobody's coming for you, Robert De Niro. And Bill Maher's show is going to be canceled. What? Bill Maher had his show when President Trump was in office the last time. It didn't get canceled.
Things that happened that none of us could imagine. That's what happens in that kind of a dictatorship, which is what he says. Let's believe him. Take him at his word.
You know, this idea that Republicans and President Trump want a dictatorship is so out of line. What do Republicans want? All of us. Even the rhinos. Well, maybe not all the rhinos, but the fundamental principle of conservatism, of Republicans, is a limited government. It's a less powerful government. It's a government that allows you the opportunity to make decisions for yourselves rather than government making decisions for you. It's the complete opposite of a dictatorship.
I did from the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, I said from the very beginning, this guy is never going to concede power. And he still hasn't.
No.
He still hasn't. He just admitted he lost the last election. And he advertises that he will go on. He says he's been cheated out of one term. So maybe we should get rid of the only a president only gets two terms thing.
What is he saying here? That he won't give up power? Well, last I checked, President Trump isn't president right now. There was a peaceful transfer of power. What is Bill Maher saying? President Trump has a right to run for office again. He has a right to free speech, just as Bill Maher does on this program that he's hosting. He can say whatever he wants to say. That's what America is about. Now, you can call him out. Don't do it with lies, because President Trump is not going to be a dictator and everybody knows it. But this is what we get with these people. They have to concoct these frightening scenarios to try to trick people into voting against him. Trust me, folks, if you want opportunity in America, President Trump is your guy. If you want safety and security in America, President Trump is your guy. If you want a booming economy that's not going to be overrun with illegal aliens and blue-collar workers out of a job, President Trump is your guy. If you want our foreign enemies back on the run, quiet, and the world peaceful, President Trump is, of course, your guy. If you want low gas prices, President Trump's your guy. He's his drill, baby, drill. You want a strong military again, President Trump is your guy. I can go on and on and on down this list. And I can go on and on and on about why Joe Biden is not your guy. Just look at the last 3 years. It'll tell you he is not your guy. President Trump is. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us today. I appreciate you watching, tuning in to the podcast, GrantStinchfield.com, GrantStinchfield.com. That's the website. Follow me there. Sign up for the email list, Stinchfield1776 on all the social media platforms. Give me some love on Instagram. For some reason, I think they're shadow banning me again there. Instagram, you can go to Stinchfield1776, like some of the posts, share some of the posts. Let's see if we can spur this thing back into action. And again, on TikTok, not Grant Stinchfield for my burner phone TikTok account, because I will not relent, folks. If there are voices out there that are spewing hatred towards conservatives, I will fight back against them. That battlefield is going on TikTok right now. If there are ears that need to hear our message, I will go give the message to those ears. There are ears on TikTok that need to hear our message. That's why I'm there, for all of you that ask. All right, again, I'm Grant Stinchfield. Thank you so much for watching, folks. Stinchfield's Army Rolls. We'll see you tonight on The Real America's Voice Show. Take it easy, folks.